Hello.
Hello, Stephen. It's
sorry, cut off here.
That's okay, sir. Before I take the question, can you confirm your address for me and date of birth, please?
It's 16/10/1982.
Perfect. And your address?
I'm actually at the Bluebell Group UK West, 3 West Main Street, and that's in West Calder, and that's in Livingston.
Right.
West Lothian.
Okay, bear with me. Thank you very much for that. I do just want to inform you as well that the password on your account is Madison.
Yeah.
It's a good job that you've confirmed that address for me, Stephen, because when we were done our initial call a couple of days ago, we assumed it was the Bluebell Hotel on King Street.
All right.
That's a different one. So just tell me the... Bluebell... Just tell me that address again for me. Is it in Livingston?
It's the Bluebell Group UK, and it's at 3 West Main Street, West Calder, Livingston, West Lothian.
Bluebell Group UK. Livingston. Okay, do you know the postcode for that one at all?
I don't. I'm dyslexic, sir. Sorry.
Yeah, no, that's okay.
I'm trying my hardest, buddy.
Yeah, no, I understand. Okay, so it's Bluebell Group. And you said it was West Lothian?
West Lothian, yes.
Right, okay. Because I am struggling to find...
Oh, wait, might be... Give us a wee second, I might be able to check this later here. 2 seconds, buddy.
Yeah, okay, perfect. Excuse me.
EH55AEH. Did you manage to get that already, buddy?
Yep, EH55EEH. Sorry, 8EH.
Yeah. 2 seconds.
Okay, that's absolutely fine. I'm just going to change it on our end here.
EH55AEHI.
Okay, and can you read me out the full address, please?
I think it's on that letter. It's the Bluebell Inn, 3 West End, West Calder.
Right.
EH55AEH.
The Bluebell Inn, West Calder. I've got that there. Right, I've got it. Perfect.
Thank you.
That's not a problem. No, thank you. I do understand it's a little bit confusing, so I appreciate your cooperation.
No problem, sir.
Take that away. Put that one there. West Calder. Okay. Bluebell Inn. Right, okay, that's absolutely perfect. Right, that is great that you have confirmed that for me, because now
what
I need to do is the contracts that I've sent out to you, I'll have to resend them out, and that'll have the correct address on now, so that's one less job for us to fix down the line.
Okay.
But the purpose of my call, Stephen, was just to chase yourself in regard to if you'd had a look at them forms and if you've got any chance to sign potentially today at all, so I can send that off before I leave the office today.
Yep.
Okay. I am in the office only till 2 o'clock today. So what I can do for you or with you is I can go through the documents with you if you need my assistance.
Do you know what it is? At the moment, I'm actually going to see my CPN at the moment. That's where I was just, and I've got to travel to the Civic Centre. I'm actually in West Calder at the moment, so I've got to travel into Livingston. I've got to go there now. So I've got to make my way there at the moment. But I will be back before well before 2 o'clock, if that's all right. If you want to give us a ring back, we can go for there, if that's okay.
Yeah, John's give you a call back about 1:30.
Aye, no, that's perfect, buddy, aye. Yeah, no, that's great.
No worries, Stephen. I'll give you a call back then, and we'll go through the forms, and I'll obviously assist you along the way, obviously, to help you with your dyslexia.
Yeah,
and,
please.
Obviously, yeah, it literally takes about two, three minutes at a push. Once I've received them documents, I can get them sent off before, obviously, the bank holiday weekend.
Yeah. No, that's brilliant, mate.
Not a problem, Stephen. Thank you very much, and have a lovely day.
You too. Thanks. Bye. Bye-bye.
Bye.